The title of this artwork is Bellevue View. The artist is Stephen Nothling. It is an oil painting on canvas. The artist made this work in 2020. The painting is a rectangle 1.2 metres high and 1.5 metres wide in a narrow wooden frame. It features a daytime view of a suburban street called Bellevue in Highgate Hill, Brisbane. The street goes up a hill to an iconic building called Torbrek. Torbrek is a Gaelic word meaning brow of the hill. It was the tallest residential building in Australia at 14 floors high and 70 metres above sea level when it opened in 1960. The road below is an L shape along your left-hand side and the bottom edge of the painting. It tapers off halfway up the side. Torbrek is in the top quarter of the painting, left of centre, facing towards. Torbrek is a soft modernist building with a central red brick tower and slightly lower white concrete blocks on either side. On the top of the central tower is a white viewing platform. In the centre front, there is a panel of blue steel louvers bordered by textured concrete panels. In the top quarter of the painting, right of centre, is the newest apartment block on the street, the Highgate, completed in 2016. The Highgate is on an angle, with its side facing Torbrek. Both buildings are the same height and have a small gap between them and the top edge of the painting. It is a black building with long narrow glass windows and glass balconies. The two buildings provide a stark contrast in the evolution of Brisbane's residential architecture. In the middle section of the painting, left to right and angling down to the right-hand corner of the painting, are five low-set houses in a row. They go down the hill following the road. The fifth house is closest from viewpoint. The first house is yellow and at the end of the street on the centre-left edge of the painting. Only the top front of the house is showing. The second house is at the top of the hill and closest to Torbrek. The other houses mostly obscure it. The front corner of its white wall and light blue roof pokes out. The next house is wooden and unpainted with a rusted corrugated iron roof. The fourth house is a long two-story orange brick building. The last house is in the bottom corner on your right. Part of the side is showing. It is two stories and cream-coloured with the ground floor closed in with white slates. The top is a veranda with a white cast iron railing and three circular arches. Wooden blinds hang between the arches, blocking the view behind. The end of the veranda is closed in, and solar panels line the roof. An open wooden garage with a cream-coloured umbrella in front adjoins the house. A concrete driveway connects to the road through a low-set, white concrete fence. The colours in the painting are vibrant and crisp. The artist has painted the whole scene in sharp detail. The blue sky is across the top of the painting and has solid white fluffy clouds. Bright green rounded trees are mixed in between the houses. A striking red poinciana tree in full bloom is under the Highgate. A few branches of purple from the edge of a jacaranda tree is on the left edge where the road tapers away. The purple flowers of the jacaranda tree are scattered on the road beside it. Beside the jacaranda is a tall and sparse pine tree. Its crown at the top of the painting. Power line poles follow the edge of the street, and the lines swoop between them and up to the top right corner of the painting. The houses are all well kept, the lawns short, and there are no people, animals, or cars. The artist has signed his name in full, Stephen Nothling, in white along the bottom right-hand corner. Stephen Nothling was born in Brisbane in 1962. He finds inspiration in his meanderings around Brisbane's streets, and his works are highly representative of the local urban landscape. Nothling was born with a form of albinism that affects his vision. This has influenced his way of working in very close proximity to the canvas, where he captures precise details in his realistic yet illustrative style. The artist has a deep affection for his Brisbane surrounds and enjoys depicting scenes with a sense of gentle humour, from dodgy home renovations to quirky backyard vistas. This artwork is part of the Museum of Brisbane collection.